You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
You are listening to This is Cruise Radio Rewind.
Real reviews from real cruisers.
Cruise Radio Rewind, weekend edition. My name is Doug Parker. How are you doing? I sure appreciate you making us a part of your day. If you were supposed to be on Scarlet Lady today in New York City, I know there is a handful of you. I hope this is a good constellation. It probably isn't, because I would much rather be on a ship than listening to a podcast any day of the week. But hey, here we are. So... Cruise industry analyst Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy, stops by to give us some insight on, can cruise lines insure themselves against losses like coronavirus? Also, staff writer Richard Sims recently penned an article called Five Reasons This Might Be the Perfect Time to Purchase Cruise Stocks. He'll be here to chat about that article. And that's pretty much about it. So jumping right to cruise industry analyst Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Doug.
We'll kick things off with a listener question from Angie up in Washington. Do the cruise lines have insurance for the losses they are incurring during these coronavirus outbreaks? I can only imagine how much it cost for the Diamond Princess and the Westerdam situation. I'm just curious if cruise lines are able to insure themselves against this kind of risk.
It's a good question, Doug. The cruise lines can insure themselves for certain things, but not all things. And I guarantee you, unfortunately, the cruise lines, based on what they are publicly disclosing, are going to be taking a significant financial hit as a result of the coronavirus. They can get insurance for certain things to cover a couple of sailings, but this is a lot more than just a couple of sailings. Speaking of Westerdam, I mean, Westerdam is actually heading for Alaska already. Where she'll, she's just going to be prepared for the Alaska season, and she's just going to remain there essentially for over a month. Wow. just waiting for the Alaska season to kick in. So there were a lot of sailings that were unfortunately canceled in Southeast Asia, understandably so, and you've got Royal Caribbean, moving, ships and celebrity moving ships, so they're going to start sailing. Let's say Celebrity's going to have Millennium sailing out of Los Angeles for a short period of time before it moves up to Alaska for the summer. So, unfortunately, the cruise lines financially are going to take a hit from a lot of missed sailings. There are no ships sailing, let's say, in China now. There's really nothing in Southeast Asia that is operating, that is traditionally at this time of the year a very, very important cruise market. So it's a very difficult time for the industry.
Stuart, I got two emails from a couple of listeners today. One canceled their sailing over in the Med for the MSC Grandiosa, and the other one is supposed to be sailing on Carnival Radiance later this spring. They also canceled. We're seeing an increase of cases pop up of coronavirus over in Italy. Could this impact the Mediterranean cruising season?
It could. I know that the cruise lines are studying this a great deal. I mean, there's a possibility that as the numbers increase, we've had American Airlines and Delta Airlines discontinue sailings. Discontinue flights in and out of Milan, as an example. Right now, on Royal Caribbean's fleets, Royal Caribbean, Celebrity, Azamara, Italy is right up there with on the do not sail list, along with Iran, South Korea, China, Macau, and Hong Kong. So, but a lot can happen in the next month or two. We're thankfully February 15th officially ended the flu season, according to the CDC here in the U.S. And as temperatures warm, there's a possibility that it could have an impact on the further spread of the virus, and a lot can happen. So let's say the cases in Italy can significantly decrease, and Italy is deemed safe to travel as of right now. Italy, non-essential travel to Italy is being requested that Americans don't travel there at this time, and so it's unfortunately if you follow the hurricane season, Doug, we know the storm is out there. We just don't know exactly where it's going to hit, mm-hmm. and we don't know how bad. But right now, what we do know is I've told family and friends this. I'm continuing. I would go on a cruise tomorrow. I was on a cruise just a couple of weeks ago. I am still planning to cruise in the Mediterranean this summer, and based on what I know right now, I would not have a problem sailing out of Italy based on what I know. But things can change. It could be worse. It could get significantly better. But right now, it's just too early to go ahead and pull the plug and say, these seasons are lost. But there's a lot of great places to go, Doug, on a cruise, especially in the summer. Hawaii, Alaska, the Caribbean are great destinations to go. The Mediterranean is one of my favorite destinations to go in the summer. And, right now there's just not enough information to justify, because we're so far away, canceling or postponing those plans. And I'm just speaking for myself. Mm-hmm. Who knows what's going to happen? But if people have already made their plans, just stick with them. Let's see how this develops. Let's see what happens in the next 30 to 60 days. Cruise lines are being flexible with their payment dates. NCL, mm-hmm. for example, requires final payment 120 days, and they've relaxed on a lot of the sailings to 90 days. Let's before we jump the gun and get too hasty, let's see what happens. But people have to understand, Doug, this is a variation of the flu. And in the United States, in a typical year, you have especially this year between the flu season, October 1 through February 15th, the CDC estimated that anywhere from 16,000 to 41,000 deaths would occur in the United States. I mean, that's a lot, that's a lot of people just from the influenza A here in the States. There's a lot of people that are not in good health, and it's unfortunate. If you look at the 2017-2018 flu season, Doug, just a couple of years ago, 61,000 people died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was bad. We've had the H1N1, we've had Ebola, we've had SARS, we've had MERS. The industry's faced Zika. We've had, all kinds of ship issues. So I'm confident the industry is going to ride this out.
And that's a good segue to how resilient is the cruise industry?
Well, let's say in over 30 years, the industry's faced all kinds of, issues. From anywhere from financial to ship sinkings to ship strandings to fires to, financial issues to, 9/11. You've had norovirus and Zika and H1N1 and Ebola and countless other issues that have faced the industry. And the industry is very strong, especially, one of the other issues, you had, if you remember back in, late 2007, 2008 with the economy and, fuel prices were skyrocketing. A lot of people then, started to replan their vacations, Doug, and really look at cruising, because cruising was and continues to be the most affordable vacation out there. I mean, there's a reason why over 31 million people go on a cruise every year, and it's because it provides the best value opportunity and the highest satisfaction rate of any available vacation. It's very unfortunate that we're dealing with coronavirus. I mean, a lot of people, are scared, understandably. This isn't the plague. There are people that just, are very susceptible to various, flus and viruses. And, it only impacts, certain people in certain, situations with their health. And I mean, we don't really talk too much about just the plain old flu that hits us each and every year. But the industry is going above and beyond. The ships are being scrubbed and continuously cleaned. The passengers are being monitored. Passengers from certain areas of the world are not allowed on the ships. So there's a lot of very stringent and strong precautions being made to ensure that not only the passengers are safe, but the ships are safe. And if need be, as we've seen in certain situations, I mean, they can move the ship from one area to another, but hotels can't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there have been hotels that have essentially been quarantined because of the coronavirus, and the guests that were at the hotel are quarantined there.
Yeah.
And, you know, knowing, as you know, being on as many cruise ships as we've been, you know, over the years, I mean, you know, a cruise ship is a pretty good place. And unfortunately, what happened on Diamond Princess, that might be a once in a lifetime occurrence, that it was just inconceivable of something like that happened. And the likelihood of it happening again is very low. But unfortunately, you know, the ship was in the care of Japan. And again, it was just never something that could be planned for. But the industry is very strong, and the passengers are very confident in it. And I think it's not a matter of if, it's just when, you know, people are going to not pay too much attention to the news cycle, because right now we're all caught up in it.
Mm-hmm.
We're all second guessing everything we're doing. And, you know, I was doing a radio show last weekend, and, you know, people there were, you know, talking about trips from San Francisco to other destinations. And I said, are you guys aware that, you know, there's a lot of people that are terrified to come to California? And specifically San Francisco, and there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a lot of the information that we're getting from the news is frightening a lot of us.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, there's a lot that is going to happen in the next few months, and let's see how this develops.
I mean, this isn't just limited to airlines and cruise lines. Even Wynn Casino is getting hammered right now because of all their Asia locations. Listener question, is there a threshold that I should pick up cruise line and airline stock? I mean, I know we're not Jim Cramer here, but what would you say? I have no clue how to answer that.
Well, I mean, I would just, you know, look at what they're doing, you know, in the next few weeks and kind of see how, you know, I mean, another change in forecasts as far as earnings. If they increase, then I think, you know, the price of the cruise stocks may go down even further. But, you know, if there's a recovery, obviously, then people are going to, you know, start to repurchase the stocks and the prices are going to go up. So it's just something, you know, these stocks will absolutely go up. So it's not a question of if, it's when. But, you know, if you're trying to find out, well, have we hit bottom? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks once we get a better handle on what's going on with the virus and its spread around the world.
Typically, do cruise lines release, I don't know what to call the technical jargon is, but like an exit plan, like what their, you know, what their plan is, their strategy?
Well, I mean, they presented what they think is the loss, you know, whether it's 65 cents a share or 95 cents a share. They can amend it. It could go up. It could go down. They could say, you know what, we're doing better than than what they thought. And they can make changes as the information becomes available, but right now it's just too soon.
Been talking with cruise industry analyst Stuart Chiron, the Cruise Guy, over at cruiseguy.com. You could also follow him on Twitter at Cruise Guy. Thank you, man.
Hey, my pleasure, Doug.
Staff writer Richard Sims just penned an article called 5 Reasons This Might Be the Perfect Time to Buy Cruise Stocks. He is on the line. Hey, Richard.
Hey, Doug, thanks for having me. It's kind of ironic that I am the person we're turning to about this, seeing as typically any stock I buy craters.
Yeah, you're definitely horrible, but this article you wrote, 5 Reasons This Might Be the Perfect Time to Buy Cruise Stock, is really good. And number one, you have own what you love.
There's nothing more fun than keeping track of a stock in something that you love, whether it's Walt Disney World, you know, you can buy Disney stock. In this case, you know, if you're a big Carnival fan, it's fun to have Carnival stock and watch the stock price, and because you own a little piece of it. It's, you know, it's not like you're going to walk into the dining room and say, excuse me, I own 72 shares of this company, so please bring me an extra bread basket. But at the same time, it's kind of a cool feeling to actually have an investment in something that you literally love?
I look at it like pizza. You have a pie and you have a little tiny slice of that pie.
Of course you do. Must everything be food? Now I want pizza. Okay, let's move on to number two.
All right, fine. You can earn onboard credits.
Basically, if you own 100 shares or more of most of the major cruise line stocks, you get an onboard credit. You have to, you send them some paperwork. You basically can either fax it to them or you can, your travel agent can also help you deal with it. But just for owning the stock and being able to prove that you own the stock, you get onboard credit. And it can be pretty extensive. I have $100 on an upcoming cruise. I'm doing a 7-day cruise. If you have a 14-day cruise, like let's say you're taking a Carnival Journeys cruise, you can get up to $250 for just because you own the stock. So that's a nice little payday.
Or as you said, any way you slice it, that's a nice perk.
Yes, exactly. In the words of me, and I see you brought it right back to slices of pizza. How about number three?
Cruising is a growth industry.
It's a terrible time for the cruise industry. There's no denying that. I mean, you know, coronavirus has just not done good things for the industry we all know and love. But we also know that this is a really strong industry and that it's growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, you know, like if you look at the numbers between, say, 2008 and 2018, they went up exponentially. I mean, millions and millions and millions of more people. I think it's like 9.8 million more people cruised in 2018 than had cruised in 2008. And there's every indication that we're going to continue to see that growth. That's why the cruise lines are investing in, you know, new ships and expanding to new ports and building new private islands. So it's 100% a growth industry. And when you have a growth industry, that means the stock is going to remain strong. So there's every reason to believe that once the stocks rebound from the prices they're at right now, which are terrible, then they'll get strong and stay strong.
I think it's probably important to say that when you're buying these stocks, if you do or if you do have interest, first off, make sure you have the funds to do it and you're not going to miss those funds just in case it does go south even more. But also, this is more like, you know, looking ahead as an investment, not only for your personal vacation, but could be for retirement one day.
And that's a really good point. No one, you know, I often think of buying stocks as gambling. When I walk into a casino, I take exactly what I can afford to lose. I don't, you know, I'm not one of those people who's going in there and saying, please, you know, I got to pay the rent. I go in there, if I have $100 in my pocket and I'm going to play $100, I can lose that without worrying about it. I do the same thing with stocks because stocks are gambling. You know, there is a halfway decent chance that whatever stock you buy, you may lose the money. So you want to make sure that you have the funds and it's not going to kill you if something goes wrong.
And a perk is dividend checks.
Yeah, exactly. Now, they don't always pay out dividend checks, and not all stocks pay out dividend checks. But when they are having good years, they're very, very good about cutting little dividend checks. And now, you know, if you own 100 shares of stock, your dividend check is not going to be big. You know, you might get a couple of bucks per share if you're lucky, that kind of thing. But still, I'm a big believer that any money that's coming to me is money that I didn't have before it got there. So if a company that I am investing in because I love it and because I'm getting the perk of the onboard credit is also putting a little cash in my pocket, that is a total win. So yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, and Carnival Corporation, well, as of last quarter, is paying 50 cents a share dividend. So that's not too
right.
bad.
So if you have 100 shares, you know, mm-hmm. there's, well, we all know I don't do the math, but there's 100 times 50.
Okay. And the last point here, lower prices could lead to a better payday.
Let's face it. Right now, like I said, the cruise market is in bad shape stock-wise. For example, as we're recording this, Carnival stock is at $32.46 a share. Norwegian Cruise Line is at $33.01 a share, and Royal is at $79.06 a share. All of those are down about half from what they normally would be during their 52-week. If you look at the 52-week period, these are either the lowest or very close to the low that they've been in that period. So, of course, if you buy something, let's say you buy Carnival at 32 and it goes back to its normal price of 50 or 60 bucks, well, you know, you don't have to be, even I who do not do math can tell that I have just made some money, and that's on every single share that I buy. So, you know, the price may be bad and the market may be treating our beloved cruise industry like, you know, like a piece of trash that's thrown in the garbage behind the building. But as soon as it rebounds, this is an opportunity to have a better payday. It's much better than if, let's say, you bought the stock at $55 and it went up to $60. Big deal. You made $5 a share. And I'm not scoffing at $5, but when I can make $20, $25, that's going to be a better, you know, investment for me.
I didn't want to cut you off earlier, but right now, if you had 100 shares, you'd make $50 on that Carnival dividend.
Okay, when you say you didn't want to cut me off earlier, you mean it took you from then until now to do the math?
I had to carry the zero a couple of times, move the decimal point and all that. We've been talking to staff writer Richard Sims about five reasons this might be the perfect time to buy cruise stocks. You can find the article in its entirety at cruiseradio.net. Richard, thanks as always, buddy.
Glad to be here.
That'll do it for Cruise Radio Rewind. Thank you for listening. And I got to tell you, I know I mentioned it a couple of days ago on the Thursday show, but I broke a bone skiing over in Salt Lake City, and it is dang hard to try to talk. I'm very animated with my hands and with my inflections and everything. Usually I look like I'm directing an orchestra when I'm talking. Now I am a one-armed maestro because my left arm is in a sling, so I have that going for me. I hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you on Thursday. Take care.
Spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Try the Superlight Tree Runner with a cushy foam midsole and breathable eucalyptus fiber upper. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. So what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com. Code SUPER24.